بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We're at station number 8, الفرار. To flee, to escape, to run away. هي يقول رحمه الله: ومن منازل إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين منزلة الفرار. And from the stations of between إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, the station of fleeing. قال الله تعالى: ففروا إلى الله. Flee to Allah. Allah said, flee to Allah. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله: وحقيقة الفرار الهرب من شيء إلى شيء. And the reality of fleeing is to run away from something to something else. Concentrate with me about the word firar. Firar in the Arabic language is to escape and to run away from something that is negative to something that is positive. The person escapes from the jail. He said, فَرَّ مِنَ السِّجْنِ فَرَّ مِنَ الشُّرْطَةِ. He escapes from the police. He escaped from the jail. Why? From something he hates to something he loves. The ayah, what does it say? I don't want to dwell into tafsir. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. The ayah, the second piece of the ayah, I am a warner, a clear warner from him to you. But who do I escape to? To the same one you are warning me from. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Usually it's the opposite. I warn you from someone. When you see him, what do? You flee from them. صح? Here, you are warned from Allah, but you flee to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شوف. Why? Because I would see towards the end, he will tell you, وَالْفِرَارُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. We'll revisit that. Fleeing is done with Allah, يعني depending on Allah, from Allah, back to Allah. We'll talk about it towards the end of the lesson. He said, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, والفرار نوعان, فرار سعداء وفرار أشقياء. والفرار نوعان. Two types of fleeing. Fleeing of the سعداء, the happy ones, and the wretched ones, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. He said, فَفِرَارُ السُّعَدَاءَ الْفِرَارُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The fleeing of the su'ada is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني you flee to Allah. You seek refuge to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the ashqiya, the wretched ones, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, الْفِرَارُ مِنْهُ لَا إِلَيْهِ, is to flee from Him, not to Him. To flee away from Allah, to turn away from Allah, that is fleeing. But that's وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, fleeing of al-ashqiya. He said, قال ابن عباس in the tafsir of this ayah, he said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, يعني فِرُّوا مِنْهُ إِلَيْهِ, flee from him to him, وَعْمَلُوا بِطَاعَتِهِ, and act upon his commands, and obey his commands. قال صاحب المنازل, الإمام الهروي رحمه الله يقول, يعني الشيخ يقول, هو الهرب مما لم يكن إلى من لم يزل. هو الهرب مما لم يكن إلى من لم يزل. يعني كيف؟ He said the basic understanding of fleeing is to flee for something does not really have a proper existence to the one who will last till eternity. ما لم يكن يعني إيش؟ يعني his existence is a possibility. ولا شو يا شباب؟ What does it mean his existence? يعني possibly you exist and possibly you don't exist. You with me, شباب? يعني your existence depends on someone أزلي who exists from the eternity till the eternity. His existence always there, and your existence depends on his existence. Because if he didn't exist, you don't exist. You understand here the dependency? So you escape from someone, possibly exist and possibly you didn't exist. I escape from the creation to the creator, but he used different words. From the creation, which is all the creation, from the arsh down, from the throne of Allah, down to the smallest creation of Allah, you escape from that to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eternal. That's what he's saying. Al-makhluq. Here, what does it mean escape? You cannot escape the makhluq. What are you going to do? يعني, you're going to dissolve in the air and disappear? No. Because you are always surrounded by makhluq, yourself makhluq. But here it means to escape from the dependency to the attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَهُوَ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ دَرَجَاتِ. It is into three main levels. He said, فِرَارُ الْعَامَ. Remember always, كتب التصوف, they divide the people to how many categories? So we had this long break in Ramadan and that, and a week after Ramadan, so you probably start to forget. Three, they divide Ahlul Tasawwuf, they divide people to how many? Three categories. Al-Ammah, يعني Al-Ammah, أو Al-Juhal, the layman. Al-Khassa, the specifics. وَخَاصَّةُ الْخَاصَّةِ, the specifics from those specifics. So, one layer of people, the second, third. And same thing you could say, there is the awam, and there is tullab al-ilm, and there is the ulama. And the ulama levels and tullab al-alam levels. It's yani easy. It's not a division that is bid'i. No, you can categorize people like that. There's no issue, inshallah. He said, قوله فرار العامة من الجهل إلى العلم عقدا وسعيا. شوف الجاهل يعني the beginner does not know much. He does flee to Allah from ignorance to knowledge. شوف how important العلم. مش جاهل and talk about the deen. No, جاهل يعني this is your first level. But once you start having knowledge, you barely finished your first level. So he's saying what? He's saying فرار العام من الجهل إلى العلم عقدا وسعيا. يعني كيف? He said الجهل, ابن القيم said two types. عدم العلم بالحق النافع وعدم العمل بموجبه ومقتضاه. He said جهل is two types. First type of ignorance, عدم العلم بالحق النافع. You do not know the ilm that is beneficial to you to begin with. The second type of jahl, you know the ilm, but you don't act upon it. So the person who has the ilm and he doesn't act upon it, is not really a alim. He's not a person of knowledge. He said, قال موسى أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين لما قال له قومه أتتخذنا هزوا. يعني when the people of Musa, they said, are you mocking us? He said, no, أعوذ بالله, I seek refuge in Allah, that I speak like an ignorant person. So what does it mean speaking like an ignorant person? Meaning, I am teaching you ignorance. I'm speaking with no knowledge. When he said to them, slaughter a cow, they said, أتتخذنا هزوا, قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. I'm not speaking of ignorance. This is what Allah commanded me to do. The second one is not to act upon the ilm you have. What did Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam as-siddiq say? وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Listen to the ayah. He said, and if you do not, Allah, turn me away from their plot against me, I will fall into the plot and I do what they are seducing me to do. And then I'll be amongst the ignorant ones. من الجاهلين. What does it mean? يعني if, والعياذ بالله, وحاشا يوسف, حاشا يوسف to do such a thing, but if he fell into the zina with them, what would have happened? He knows zina is haram, but he fell into it. Then he becomes from amongst the ignorant ones. So what does it mean? Meaning if you have the ilm and you do the haram, then you're an ignorant person. You see? شوف how Ibn al-Qayyim استدل. نعم. يقول هنا. He said, وقال أجمع الصحابة أن كل من عصى الله فهو جاهل. Ibn al-Qayyim now writes the consensus of the companions that anyone who disobey Allah is jahil. Of course, yeah, but doesn't mean يعني we're all going to disobey Allah one way or another. كل ابن آدم خطاء. Every son of Adam going to do خطاء. But that action is a jahala. You understand? Unless the person continues in ma'asiyah, then this is jahil. But if so, you fell into a mistake, that ma'asiyah is jahal. Mu'adh, what did he do when he said to the man, Yabna al-Sawda, when he said to Bilal, you're son of a black woman, he said, innaka mru'un fika jahiliya. You know, the racism is a form of ignorance. So no one is free from some type of jahl. He said, من الجهل إلى العلم, to knowledge, عقدا وسعيا. What does it mean, عقدا وسعيا? It means قصد, with intent, and following up. السعي, إن سعيكم لشتى. سعي is to follow up and work and to chase up and to chase up the ilm. عقدا is to have the will, the strong will inside your heart that you're not going to relax about it. You're not going to ignore it. You're not going to become stagnant. You will keep going and keep going. And sa'i, to try to find means to learn your deen properly and to act upon your deen. يعني how? يعني مثلا, you can go to YouTube and you can go to Sheikh Google and learn, mashallah. هذا عقدا وسعيا. هذا جهلا وضربا. لا, يعني to properly go seek علم from the mashayikh or to travel and learn from the ulama and so on and so forth, according, يعني, knowledge never ends. According to how much you want. According to how much you want ilm. Some people say, I need that much, and some people I need this much, and some people I need, you know, it's never stop. You know, like Imam Ahmad used to say, when they saw him carrying the ink pot, I said, at your age now, and you are one of the biggest ulama in the world, you still carry ink pot? Because one of the marks of the students back then is to carry ink pot, because they always write what the hadith and the fatawi of their teachers. He said, مَعِ الْمِحْبَرَ إِلَى الْمَقْبَرَ. We'll always carry the ink pot until we go to the grave. We'll go to the grave with it. So I'm always learning. And that is دَأْبُ الْمُسْلِمِ. Muslim always learn. There's no such a thing, Muslim, that alhamdulillah have enough ilm, or there is no ulama in or. Muslim always learn. Doesn't matter. Islamic ulum or other than ulum. Generally, the Muslim always opens his brains to learning. Islamic ulum is the most important, and other ulum, scientific ulum, mathematic ulum, whatever ulum he can attain. Because the ilm is what? Is some of the greatest power you can have. Knowledge is power, no matter what it is. Knowledge is power. Ignorance, you can easily be manipulated and controlled. When you have ilm, you have vision, you'll be able to think, you'll be able to do things properly. He said, وَمِنَ الْكَسَلِ إِلَى التَّشْمِيرِ جِدًّا وَعَزْمًا. This is the second limb of the first level. The second limb of the first level. وَمِنَ الْكَسَلِ. Kasal is laziness, procrastination, failure, all of this can be kasal. Al-kaslan is the lazy person. Al-kaslan is the lazy person. وَمِنَ الْكَسَرِ And from laziness, إِلَى التَّشْمِيرِ This is where how the jahil, مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مِنَ الْجَهْلِ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ وَمِنَ الْكَسَلِ إِلَى التَّشْمِيرِ مِنَ الْكَسَلِ From laziness, إِلَى التَّشْمِيرِ Meaning, التَّشْمِيرِ is when you pull your sleeves up. That's exactly what I mean. Tashmir is pulling your sleeves up. And a tashmir also is to lift your garment. You know, if you're wearing a thawb or izar, you can't run. But when you want to run, what do? You lift it and you start. You grab it with your hand and you start. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقْ كَشْفُ السَّاقْ هَذَا كَشْفُ السَّاقْ Is to raise your izar or your thawb for you to be able to run comfortably. A tashmir is to lift your sleeves. What does it mean, lift your sleeves? This means you're going to work, you're going to do stuff. So, Imam Rahimahullah, Shaykh Rahimahullah Yaqul, you flee from ignorance to knowledge, but in reality to flee from ignorance to knowledge, you require another important point, which is what? Which is, من الكسل إلى التشمير. عرفت جدا وعزما, with seriousness and strong will. مش والله أتعلم يوم والله يا شيخ why don't you teach us this book يلا come on you ready شباب yes we bring the book I'll alter all my week and everything here there and I start first week second week third week where are you this need tashmir we didn't learn this stuff we didn't become people who learned the deen and have a student If we didn't have Tashmir, you will never get there. You have to work and dedicate time. Ikhwani, you have to work and dedicate time. Araft, he said, Jiddan. What does it mean? Al-jid. Al-jid meaning seriousness. You have to be what? Serious about the matter. It cannot be joke. It cannot be one day yes, one day no, yom la or yom na. One day no, and one day I can't. I'm tired. No, tashmir. Al-azm is you have to have the strong will. You cannot back up. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He say in the Qur'an? خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ يَا يَحْيَا خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ شوف. يَا يَحْيَا take the book. What is the book? The commands of Allah. With firmness. Yeah, what's the firmness? Yeah, grab the book, doesn't fall out of your hand. No, meaning جِدًا وَعَزْمًا meaning with seriousness and strong will. And same thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Bani Israel, and the order extends to us too, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ يعني يا Bani Israel, take the Torah, take it serious, follow it up, have a strength. Have a strong will that it cannot be broken by a game here or a lehu here or no something serious. He said the third limb of the first level. He said wa min ad-diqi from the narrowness to the vastness with what? What are your aids? Thiqa, trusting, raja and hoping. Shuf the Shaykh al-Harawi rahimahullah. For every limb from the first level, he gave you the aids, the tools you need to achieve that point. Al-ilm. Pay attention. Al-ilm from to move from ignorance to ilm, he said wa haqdan wa sa'i. Aq to have the will to do it and sa'i to try to find the ilm, to chase up the ilm. When he spoke rahimahullah about Al-kasal ila al-tashmir, he said, because what defeats procrastination and kasal and laziness? The seriousness. When you're serious, you'll do it. What also defeats it? Strong will. Because kasal is what? And procrastination is what? Is a psychological state that comes to you that defeats your will to do. It's called don't go outside. It's raining, don't do this. صح? But if you want to do it, you do it. If you want to go out to do something, wallah, it's rain, hail or shine, you will go out. You want to go shopping or take your fiance shopping, wallahi, even if it's raining stones, طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلْ تَرْمِيكُمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِنْ سَجِلِ, you're still going to go out. خَلَص, you said wallahi, صح. But if your will is defeated, حبيبي, you drop rain, cold, حبيبي. Leave it tomorrow, the sheikh will record it and put it online. That's the strong will, that's it. And seriousness. Yani, when you look at ilm, you say, this matter is serious. It's not a joke. That's the ilm sharif, honorable ilm. Arafat? And it's a serious matter. It's not a joke. So, this is how you defeat kasa, laziness. And I can tell you, I can refer you to a course I did. It's online. It's for free. You have to enroll to it. It's for free. It's called Learning How to Learn. Learning How to Learn. Very good course. It teaches you how to defeat procrastination, how it can be defeated. Learning How to Learn. It's a good, seriously, it's a good course that will teach you how you are able to manage yourself, how to learn, how you plan your learning, and how you can receive ilm. So the third one, ومن الضيق, from the narrowness. How the narrowness of what? Here, الضيق comes from where? From the hum, the worry. شوف, sadness, sorrow. The issue of the shaitan. All the sadness, all the sorrow. If you notice in the Quran, it's attributed to whom? To the shaitan. He brings it so he can bring sorrow into your heart. What would happen when the sorrow comes to your heart? It demotivates you. It destroys you. It shatters you. Then you don't feel like doing anything. You know when you hear bad news and you're sad, you sit in bed for 3 days, 2 days. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to do anything. That's from the shaitan. Why? Because he's happy to see the mu'min with sorrow. And that will delay you from seeking knowledge and delay you to have an optimistic view for the future. And that will, if you don't have that, you will always do what? Get depressed and decline until you hit rock bottom. And then, wal'iyadu billah, believe it or not, you might even your iman drop so bad that you probably even abandon the salat. It's known. It's how it works. Disappointments. Disappointment with some people or some brothers or something, it can destroy you, it can shatter you. And that is bound to happen. There's so many people in your life that you thought they were good, they will disappoint you. And you get really disappointed, and do not let that shatter you. Do not let that stop you from improving in your life. And that's why here he said, وَمِنَ الدِّيقِ, because it's going to happen. This narrowness in the chest from the ham and all of that and the fear and humum wal ghumum and all of that, you have to flee from this to the vastness. The vastness of what? Rahmatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah. The trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said here, he mentions the ayat ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He said, before I read the ayat, he said the amma, yani at his time, there is an anecdote, the amma at his time, ibn al-Qayyim says, لا هم مع الله. There is no worry with Allah. If you have Allah with you, there's no worries. Don't worry about anything. And this is in reality, as the ayah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whomsoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for him, and he sustain him from means he never thought of. In which surah this comes? In Surah Al-Talaq. Why in Surah Al-Talaq? Because the talaq brings about sorrow to the husband and the wife. She feels the sorrow if she divorces her husband, where her sustenance is going to come from. So when she's reading about the talaq, she knows, all I have to do is fear Allah and Allah will send me better man than the shaitan that I was married to. And him, if he was married to a shaitana, he says, Ya Allah, what am I going to do? What's this? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَا Allah will send you a better woman than her. Here he said, وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَالِيَةِ, the great companion, the great tabi'i, who was a student of the first level of companions, he said, مخرجاً من كل شدة. Allah will find you a way out from every hardship. نعم. So, ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. And whomsoever depends on Allah, Allah will suffice him. يكفيه. He will protect you. He's enough for you. It's enough that Allah is on your side. He said, the second level now. So the first level, we know what it is. The second level. So just, wallahi, for us, implementing what he said now is enough. But he said, no, there is a higher level. خاص. When you get there, he said, rahimahullah, وَفِرَارُ الْخَاصَّ مِنَ الْخَبَرِ إِلَى الشُّهُودِ ومن الرسوم إلى الأصول ومن الحظوظ إلى التجريد. The second level has also three limbs. He said, وفرار الخاصة, the fleeing of the specific people. First part, من الخبر إلى الشهود. من الخبر إلى الشهود. What does it mean? Ibn al-Qayyim said, min al-khabar first, min al-khabar meaning to flee from. Khabar is the hearing, yani kif. Yani, you heard the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you call it? Ash? In the books of yani al-aqidah and al-hadith and ulum al-islamiyah, the sciences of Islam, al-khabar, it means what you receive by your ears. هذا هو الخبر. You receive it by your ears. Here, what do they mean? They mean a specific meaning of it. خبر mean news. Which is specific? القرآن والسنة. القرآن والسنة. هذه أخبار. صح. Authentic news. مش CNN و BBC. و ABC. نعم. No, these people... they harm people with it, والعياذ بالله, and they cause disasters. المهم, here he said, من الخبر إلى الشهود, from just hearing and believing in the Quran to witness it. كيف to witness it? Here he said, ابن القيم رحمه الله, they're not satisfied, those خاصة. Their iman is only founded on the خبر only. They want to go on a higher level. Yani, they're not satisfied just to hear the Quran and to believe in it firmly in their heart and hear the Sunnah and believe in it firmly in their heart. No, they want to go to a higher level. They want to go to the ilm al-yaqeen bil-khabar, to reach some level of certainty in that khabar. He said, ila ayni al-yaqeen bil-shuhud. They want to lift themselves to the level of عين, the seeing of certainty, بالشهود. He said, by witnessing, يعني. They want to witness with their eye. Why isn't listening enough? It is enough. But when you see it, different than hearing about it. I always give you an example to the Shabab, because I experienced that. We all know about the jinn. And you believe in it. And if someone says to you, oh, jinn doesn't exist, well, أعوذ بالله, that's a blasphemy. This is certainty in the Quran and Sunnah. But when you see a person who is truly possessed, not aflam India, not Indian movies, yani, no, real somebody possessed by jinn, and there's ruqya done, how would you walk out, especially the first time? You say, subhanallah, you know, your hair stand on its end. What happened here? Tell me. May you believe. But what happened? There is now عَيْنُ yaqeen. You've seen it. So there is a level higher, no matter what you tell me. And that's what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam seeked. Huh? طيب, what does the surah say? لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. You will see Jahannam, and then you will see it with the eye of certainty. Now, does any one of us belies the Jahim and the existence of it? No. But when you, may Allah keep us, all of us, away from it, when you see it, different story altogether. عين اليقين. Seen it in front. So here, إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. قال أولم تؤمن؟ قال بلى. Of course I believe in Allah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said here, he said, if Ibrahim was doubting, we are more deserving of doubting. So what is the Prophet saying here? He's saying, أعوذ بالله, Ibrahim was not doubting that Allah can resurrect the death. If he is, then I am more doubtful than him. It's what? It's a proposition. It's not, it's hypothetical, just to emphasize. And the Prophet ﷺ to humble himself. You know, هذا إبراهيم, يعني, he has more certainty than I do. قال أولم تؤمن؟ قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. So what did he ask Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام? He wanted عين اليقين. He wants to see this خير. You know, he wants to see it. And who what doesn't want to see it? If you ask anyone, huh? ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. If you have access to talk to your Lord and Allah fulfill, one of the things you probably, I want to see how the people is resurrected from the grave, ya Allah. It'll be a sight will make you what? Can you bury someone and you open and you see bones and then, huh? As the surah, Surah Al-Baqarah said about كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ وَهَيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا and so on. The ayat, you know, انظر إلى حِمَارِكَ وَتَعَامَ. The ayat, you've seen it. Huh? Look at your donkey and the food and all of this and bones and how much iman that will resurrect in your heart and increase. Not that you belying Allah, but you want to reach another higher level. So here he's saying, الفرار من الخبر إلى الشهود. This is what they long for, is to see this ibad, to see this, the shuhud, witness the power of Allah in everything. So how do they perform it? The khasa, do they raise their hand, Ya Rab, arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta? No, they know Allah is not going to show them this. But what they do is to see the reality of the work of Allah in this world. To see, to chase the wisdom behind everything and to see it. And to see how Allah works in this world. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَالْمَرَاتُبُ ثَلَاثُ. They said, the maratib are three. عِلْمُ يَقِينٍ يَحْصُلُ عَنِ الْخَبَرِ. He said, the first level, ilm, knowledge of certainty, happens by the khabar. Like now, all of us. This is all of us. We have ilm yaqeen that flows from what? From what we heard from the Quran and Sunnah, true or not? The second one here, he said, ثُمَّ تَتَجَلَّى حَقِيقَةُ الْمُخْبَرِ عَنْهُ لِلْقَلْبِ أَوْ الْبَصَرِ. حتى يصير العلم به عين يقين. He said, then تتجلى حقيقة المخبر عنه. Then the reality of what you were informed about becomes clear in your heart or in your sight. It depends what it is. Until the علم becomes certainty in your heart. So you have certainty, you believe of what you heard, but through experience and through knowing and through reflection, this cover is removed and you see it in your reality. And sometimes if you sit back and watch how things develop and happen and ayatullah and what happened with people, you have no choice except to submit and say, Subhanallah al-Azim. Ayatullah is purely haq, we've seen it in our eyes. He said, ثم يباشره ويلابسه فيصير حق اليقين. Then another level, he said, then يباشره, then you touch it and you mix with it and mingle with it until it comes حق اليقين. So we have علم اليقين, عين اليقين, حق اليقين. حق اليقين, the third one is when you experience it yourself and you see it and you mingle with it, it becomes what? حق اليقين. And he mentions here, rahimahullah, the ayah, لَتَرَوْنَ الْجَحِيمِ. You will see the Jahim. You will see the Jahim. But here, what is see the Jahim? By عِلْمِ الْيَقِينِ. True or not? Then you see عَيْن الْيَقِينِ. And وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, when he enters Jahannam, it becomes what? حق اليقين. So knowing about your Jahannam now, it's what? علم اليقين. When a person sees it, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, I don't want to see you see it, I'll say a person. And when a person see it, it becomes what? عَنِ الْيَقِينِ. And when he يُلَامِسُهَا وَيُلَابِسُهَا, becomes what? حق اليقين. You see? And same thing about a lot of things. Sometimes you don't have to actually see it. But what happens is, you see the work of Allah. You know, Allah al-Hakim, and you start seeing the wisdom of Allah. And then when you experience it yourself, you say, I have reached حق اليقين in the hikmah of Allah. Because I have mixed with it. And I have seen the hikmah of Allah because I have obeyed His commands. When you reflect about the obedience of commands. Here he said, rahimahullah, وَمِنَ الرُّسُومِ إِلَى الْأُصُولِ, the second limb of the second level, وَمِنَ الرُّسُومِ إِلَى الْأُصُولِ. الرسوم is, الرسم is the writing. يعني this here, the writing in this book, it's called الرسم. يعني the outside appearance. If الرسوم are done very well, definitely there is a layer behind it. It's called what? أصول. Any coherent writing has to have principles behind it, that the writer has founded his writing on it. And any incoherent writing, that means the person who is writing it has no principles. Huh? He's just foolishly writing. He just put stuff together. And that's when you have an essay for university and you find yourself failed. Why? Because the teacher can see that actually you're not basing your argument on principle. You're just, you know, collecting. And alhamdulillah, I got 2,500 words. I just submit them. No, but that's scattered writing. There is no structure. That any writing, any piece that has a structure and it's coherent and succinct and working with each other, and the pieces correspond with each other, that has usul. So, the one from the khassa, he moves from just al-rasm to the asl. And that's why your teacher, in the subject you're learning, he is from the khassa. And sometimes khassatul khassa. How? Because he can see the usul behind your writing. So if you're writing a week, he knows your asl is weak. That's why he will fail you or mark you down. Why? Because your asl is weak. But when you have something good, he knows your asl is principle. So he doesn't care about the little mistakes you do. He'll give you a good mark because he knows what? Your asl, usul, you understood the principles. You understood the foundations. That's what he wants. So al-khassa moves from where? From the rasm to the asl. From what is just in the apparent to the layer that is behind it, where the apparent flows from it. So how does he move here? He said, rahimahullah, يقول يريد بالرسوم نعم حقائق الإيمان ومعاملات القلوب. He said here, يعني in a point that people of khassa from the ibadat of Islam, الصلاة has رسوم, صح? This bowing and rising and prostrating, that's رسوم. The siyam has what? رسوم. The zakat has رسوم. Hajj. These have what? Rusum. Behind it there are principles. Allah wants you to get to these principles. What is these principles? Is inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. This ayah, what is the rusum and what is the usul? The rusum inna salata al usul ash tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Araft? And that's why you see a lot of people occupy themselves with the rusum, but they neglect, they don't reach to the usul of it, which is al-fahsha wal-munkar. The ayah is clear now. Al-fahsha, jazakallah khair. Al-fahsha, يعني sin and evil actions. The salat forbids you from sins and evil actions. The salat is the rusum, the apparent. But the nut of it, the reality of the salat, is for you to stop doing fahsha wal-munkar. True? If you occupy yourself with the rusum, but you don't reach to the usul, then is no benefit. It drops the obligation, but there is no benefit. Fahim? So the khassah, he always makes sure that when he applies the rusum, he benefits from the usul that comes behind it. And that is why he said, al-usul is haqa'iq al-iman, the realities of iman, wa mu'amalat al-qulub, and the movements of the heart. He said, so he escapes, he flees from ihkam al-ilm wal-amal, he flees from accuracy and the strictness of the knowledge and action to the khushu' and the power of knowing behind the rusum. And this door, ikhwani, many people became misguided in it. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim here, he said, "At-ta'arrufu al-ilahi la yaqtadi ila mufaraqati al-amr." He said, to know the usul, which what the usul are, which is to know Allah, to change your heart, to increase your iman, to stop the fahsha or munkar, he said, it does not necessitate when you focus on the usul for you to abandon the amr, the orders of Allah. He said, as happened to some of the extreme Sufiya who fall into blasphemy and zandaqa, they said, the rusum, you know what I mean rusum now, A rusum is a mean to an end. We have reached the end, so we don't need to occupy ourselves with the means. So they said, the most important part is to occupy our time in al-imaniyah, to all of that. We don't need the salat, we don't need, we have reached a level that we understand the usul now, we don't need the rusum. And then they abandoned what? Al-ibadat. This is the dalil they use. What is the aim behind the salat? What is the aim behind the wudu? What is the aim behind the qira'at al-Quran? For us to increase the iman and to know Allah and to witness the glory of Allah. We reach that level. We witness it every minute, every second, every breath of our life. We witness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't need this rusum. This rusum is for you. Get busy with it. We are ahlul haqiqah. We have reached the level of realities and we can see the realities. And into Ahl al-Sharia. Ahl al-Sharia is the Rusum. Occupy yourself. Ibn al-Qayyim warned here. He said, unfortunately, this is a door that some have slipped in it and they've fallen into it straight on their face. And you see, the argument is, we occupy ourselves with the wasila. Why should we occupy ourselves with the means? Khalas. We reached the end, so you don't need the mean. It's like flying in a plane. I'm flying and I reach my destination. I don't need the plane anymore. That's a wasila. Khalas. No. It's incorrect. Huh? Because with this, you have what denied what the messengers came with. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And ibadah does not happen without the outside actions, the apparent actions. And that's what he saying, and this is, he said, it's a door that would lead to kufr and zandaqa wal'iyadu billah. He said, you have to be aware from this, that you could fall into this great bid'ah wal'iyadu billah. And that is why the saying goes, is what, you guys occupy yourself with al-qushur, with the peels, and you leave the lub. No, that's incorrect. Everything is important. Everything about Islam is important, whether it's outside appearance, well, I'm not saying outside appearance, the way they dress, which is the salawat and the siyam and the hajj and all this, and the message and the usul behind it. But you want to be from the khassa, so you can taste halawat al-iman, then you start to reach to the usul. Here he said, min al-hudud ila al-tajrid. Al-hudud, which is self, achievements and attainments. Ila al-tajrid, to absolve, and, or you could say, devoid yourself and to strip yourself from the gains of the nafs. To devoid yourself from everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said here, يُرِيدُ الْفِرَارَ مِنْ حُضُوذِ النَّفْسِ He intends here is to escape from حُضُوذ النَّفْسِ, from what the nafs, the share of the nafs in al-ibadat. عَلَى اخْتِرَافِ مَلَاتِ بِهَا according to its level. So here is to flee from the share of the nafs in the action that you do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You all know examples like riya and so on and so forth. He said, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَعْرِفُهَا إِلَّا الْمُعْتَنُونَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ وَمُرَادِهِ. He said, and no one knows this except the ones who take careful steps to understand what Allah wants, and who pay and the ones who pay attention to what Allah intends. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.